This is CliffCentral.com. 360 Biz on CliffCentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debohoma Fodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. It is a beautiful Wednesday evening. You know that this is the show that brings you all things business. We bring in subject matter expert. We bring in regulators. We bring in industry champion. I'm particularly excited about the industry champions that I've brought today. You know what? This is the time that Eshbulela, you see, if you are not here, my brother, ne, this is the point that I'll be saying get to a steady. You know, so but now you are here, and more than anything, welcome, my brother.
Hello. How you doing?
No. I'm good, thanks. So I see this sweater thing of yours. It's growing now, huh?
Yeah, I think so. What we decided with the team to do, and hello to the listeners, is to work on the merchandise. Because on Saturday I did some work for one of the corporates, and we're seeing the growth in terms of the merchandise. And you know, it also goes back to impacting a lot of young lives,
mm-hmm.
and which is one thing that I really appreciate that we always engage on. Because I mean, I think there were over 400 kids there from different townships, and just to engage on entrepreneurship and the possibilities for them to get career guidance, financial literacy programs, and entrepreneurship advocacy to a certain point becomes great, because it helps them to move to another level in their own lives, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
No, definitely. You keep on doing good work that you're doing out there. You must keep on making a difference, my brother, to young people out there.
It's the cover month.
Yes.
It's the cover month.
No,
nationwide.
Yeah, no, definitely. It is the month of young people. We're not just me and Bulelani in studio. We've got my girl, Neo, who's responsible for social media. Neo, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you want to try that again?
I'm good. And yourself?
No. I'm good, thanks. Say hi to our listeners. Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Hey listeners, my name is Neo. I am responsible for social media, so yeah, I'm the girl behind Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Neo, tell me, the reason I'm bringing you in, it's because I want you to speak. You are a young woman.
Yes.
Not only young woman, you are a youth. And not only that, you are a youth, you are black. So now, obviously, I know that you not long, you are a young graduate, and you still want to see yourself grow, whether, I don't know, whether is it in business, whether is it in corporate or whatsoever. So as a young woman, you observing, would you say our country is conducive for someone of your nature?
In terms of the space that I'm in, like the media space, or just in general?
General.
Sure. I could say that it's a bit tough for women,
mm-hmm.
and especially as black women, I think we have to prove ourselves like twice as much. I saw some quote, I think it's very relevant. They said, if you're a black person, you're proven incompetent until you prove competency.
Hmm.
And if you're white, you're proven competent until you prove your incompetency. So I think that quote really relates to us as black young women.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite tough in the industry, and the business environment in general is not, I don't think it's adapting to women as much as it should be at the rate that it should be going.
Hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Is it? Yeah, no, it is indeed a mouthful opinion from a young woman in South Africa. The discussion today is powerful women of South Africa, and is South Africa conducive in terms of opening up opportunities, whether being in business, whether being in corporate, for these women that we have in our country? Because if we, Bulelani, as men, are not creating a platform for these women and are not creating opportunities for them, the reality is, who will?
No, that's a true factor, because I think it's one of the things that we highlighted on the show a while back, to then say that to be able to find brilliant women that are going to pick their heads is amazing, because every woman is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And you find this conversation that's boxed up in every boardroom.
Yeah.
You know, the guys dress up, they might be leading the charge, but it's the women that are really leading the innovation to a certain degree.
Mm.
And you see a lot of women that are coming into power. So I think it's also having a conversation with men to then say, open up to the women who are going to be in charge and who are going to be the bosses,
mm-hmm.
you know, of tomorrow. And let's really have an open conversation around this feminism dialogue, to then say, give them the space to rule and reign, and because that's where the country is moving towards.
Mm. Yeah, no, definitely. It is a mouthful. I'm excited in studio that I've got two beautiful, amazing black Should I also say powerful? Am I allowed to say powerful?
Definitely powerful.
No, no, definitely woman. In studio, it's Mrs. Is it Mrs. or is it Miss?
Mrs.
Oh, okay. No, but I need to clarify. Maybe the listeners are going, ooh, returning, hello. You know? So that's why we must clarify. So it is Mrs. Tsidi Ramokhase, who's the Public Affairs and Communications Director at Coca-Cola Beverage South Africa. Mel Ramokhase, how are you, ma'am?
I'm good, and you? Afternoon to you, Tebogo, and the team, and to the listeners out there.
Yes, no, definitely. Do you want to quickly tell us what is it that you do?
So I have what I'd call an exciting job that most people don't quite understand what it is. I head up what we call public affairs and communications, but it's corporate affairs, you know, in terms of South African speak. And my role really involves being the lead person accountable and responsible for the reputation of our business.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's exciting because, you know, if you're the type of person who likes to be involved, who doesn't want to be siloed, who would like to understand the business in a broader sense, this mm-hmm. is a perfect role for you because you are the ethical, moral, reputational compass for the business. And as such, you are responsible to understand what's happening in every part of the business.
Yep.
And how is that helping you build your reputation? And how is every single person in the business breaking the reputation? And as a result, I find that my job is very exciting.
Okay.
So you want to know anything about our business? Why are people behave the way they behave? Why do we do the things we do? Why should you want to work for us? I'm the person you talk to.
Hmm. Yeah, no. So when you need to know everything,
actually.
So yeah, no, definitely. Now this particular lady, now, you know, we, and you know, when I walked in, she says she doesn't feel she's seeing me for the first time. And now, you know, sitting in studio, she's sitting across me. I got an opportunity to look at her, and I don't think as well I'm seeing her for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, bulela nukuti mhlambe mesjontjelana or no, I'm kidding. So, but I think we might have met somewhere or have probably done business together. But anyway, it is none other than Miss. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Oh, Luena.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, no, these men are on the roll. It's Mrs. Flora Chika, the Logistics General Manager at Coca-Cola Beverage South Africa as well. How are you, ma'am?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
No, I'm good, thanks. Do you want to quickly tell us what is it that you do as a Logistics General Manager and what are you responsible for?
Yes, thanks for having me. Good afternoon to the listeners. Good afternoon to the team. Like you said, my name is Flora Chika, and in my line of business, I'm sure I've met you before because you probably asked me to put your truck in. You know, I get that all the time in my line of work. In the local lingo, they would say, "Ilo amatrak."
Oh, okay.
So essentially, I look after all the logistics for Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa, and logistics in our context is all the warehousing, all distribution, and all the fleet that you see on the road.
Oh, is it? So were you there even during the time of ABI?
Yes.
Yes, so Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, didn't exist in its current format two years ago.
Yeah.
It was six separate entities, which were ABI, and Sid is going to correct me here because I'm not very economically correct most of the time. But it was ABI, CCF, Coca-Cola Kenna South Africa, Appletizer, Waveside, and Shanduka.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I remembered all of them.
Yeah.
No, we all merged in 2016, July.
Yeah, so I think we do know each other.
You brought a truck.
Did you bring a truck for me?
Yeah, because I've done some work. I've done a lot of work with ABI.
Okay.
I used to be probably in the system, if I may put it that way. But anyway, today it's not about that. So today, ladies and gentlemen, okay, maybe the discussion of the day, it's powerful women in Africa and in South Africa as a whole. So right now, I want to get into a discussion. I know that you guys have hosted an event recently that has looked at empowering women as a whole. But maybe I want us, before we actually get to that, let's discuss issues that really affect women. I mean, research has shown, or the study has shown, that 1% of women in South Africa as a whole are holding listed board of directorship, within the listed companies within the JSE. So now, right now, I'm sitting in front of beautiful, intelligent women. And when I get such a report, for some of us, it's disturbing to say, right now, when you're looking at the ratio, we've got more women than men. But how is it that in the line of corporate, in the line of business, you guys are a minority?
Okay, let me perhaps start and Flora, you come in here. I've been working now, okay, I'm going to give my age away. I've been working now for about 22 years, maybe 23 years. So it's been a while. And if I have to think about it, and I think about even varsity days, one thing that doesn't quite make sense, that varsity, we're probably about equal. Maybe just women are probably just less than men generally, okay? So it makes me wonder what happens between varsity and corporate. And I mean, there's various reasons. So some women decide not to be like men and go into corporate, so we're probably not going to see them there, maybe not yet. Some women get into corporate, and if I think of, because I started in as a graduate, so in my traineeship, there's like about enough women and about 50-50 men. So if I have to look at it and say, reality is, and I mean, I don't even want to face this reality because I actually don't think it's a problem. I think the problem is the society and what they believe women can and cannot do. Reality is that somewhere along the way, you make choices as a woman or are in a position where you have to make choices that men do not necessarily have to make. And I'll give you an example. So before I did this role, I was in HR. And in HR, you get to work with people as kind of the career itself. So you have a young woman who is very motivated, is an engineer. They are growing. You have them fast-tracked. They meet a guy. They fall in love. They have babies. And, you know, in manufacturing space, you work shifts. And before marriage and all of that, just to address the issues, it's not like the women don't want to work shifts, right? They do. They get married, they still work shifts, but they have babies. Now, you know, as women, we have other responsibilities of nurturing.
Okay.
Now, if you choose to breastfeed, to be there for your child, all of a sudden night shift doesn't work. So if you choose to take that, which I think is the right choice, at least for me, realistic speaking, that you're going to have some time out, right? So we start falling off. So this is around, what, age 24, 25, 26. You start falling off while men are fast-tracked. My experience has been that, at least in our organization, when you come back, your career is not necessarily affected because we still remember you for what you delivered. We still remember you for your potential. However, you've already lost about, what, a year doing that. So you need to catch up. It's going to be a while before the kids are seven and totally independent. So whether you have that ability, that support structure to balance the two becomes a challenge. And I mean, I don't even think it's possible to balance them, at least from my experience. You make it work along the way. What I think is most challenging, beside the societal issues, is the corporate environmental issues. And even for the most advanced and most progressive organization, it's still a challenge because, you know, there's a common saying that says you actually have to walk a mile in somebody's shoes before you appreciate what they want or what they need. So if most of your leaders are men, they've never had to breastfeed, they've never had to get a phone call in the middle of the day, they wouldn't necessarily understand that. So it's the challenge for us as women to articulate what that is and make sure that it happens. You know, my colleagues, by the way, I'm the only female in our directorship, right? My colleagues are not necessarily going to know that when we go away, it would have been perfect to have Flora as part of the team because then she can help me zip up my dress.
That's true.
It's a simple thing. They're just assuming we're going with colleagues. But in the morning, I'm getting dressed. I'm like, okay, who's going to zip me up now? Okay, there's nobody else. I have to phone the reception, but I have to articulate that. And I have to get over my own fears and notions of what I think they think of me, and then therefore I'm unlocking my own potential. So if I have to summarize, I think the biggest challenge is that yes, as women, we have to be naturers. We are naturers. I mean, I love being a natural. I don't think it's a slavery at all, depending. But I have to understand that in doing so, what support structure do I want, and articulate it both with my family and my colleagues at work, and champion that the environment gives me what I want.
Yeah, no, you've said a mouthful. But Elena, I saw you shaking your head.
No, man, I found it because I think some of the things that she gave context to are things that we never think about. And I think as a business owner myself, and my company is predominantly women, I've never thought of these things. My mindset is always tomorrow we are going to.
Yeah.
You know, I never think of these things, even when we're doing team buildings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it shines for me is to then say, I think as an employer who's got 70% female employment, how do I create a conducive environment for them? Because, you know, almost, especially for us, because it's mostly manufacturing, you know, you could almost imagine it becomes too systematic and everyone becomes almost a robot to a certain degree and all you want is deliverables and there's no emotions. But yeah, that hit home.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, it's very interesting. I mean, our city that you've raised an issue. Maybe let me come to you, Flora. Flora, when are you in a mainly mainly position or male dominated? And because people that would deal with trucks, that would deal with logistics, mainly it's men. Do you understand? I mean, when you go to other companies and everything that. So for you having a role, that obviously you have most of us men that are coming wanting to put in our assets or wanting to do whatever. I mean, how, from a respect perspective, let's start there. Do you think you get the respect that you deserve as a woman?
Yes, in my line of work, I do. And it comes really from credibility. You know, so I'll give you an example, right? Boys play with cars when you grow up. And that's societal norm. So a boy knows where all the tires sit on a truck, etc., etc. I had to learn that when I was an adult already.
Okay.
You know, and once you start there and you put in the work there, then you gain credibility. And over the years, you become somebody to be reckoned with. You know, and I think that has worked a lot for me in my line of work. Now, there's two very important words that I live by. The one is chance. You know, somebody has to give you a chance to prove yourself. If you don't get a chance, then the second word is comfortable. If you don't get a chance, then you can't even make yourself comfortable. Now, if you're not comfortable, you can't perform. You know, so for me, it's very important that we give women a chance and we make them feel comfortable. You know, Tidi mentioned that we work night shift, etc. That happens in my line of work. I personally worked shift for over 2 years, 12-hour shifts. Now, if I wasn't comfortable at all, if I didn't think my child was safe where she was, or if I didn't feel comfortable at work, I would have quit. And guess what? All my male peers would have moved on, and they would, and you know, there would have been GMs, there would have been directors, they would be owning companies today, probably. You know, so I really think that we need to give women a chance, and we need to make them feel comfortable, and then they will start learning. Once they start learning, they get a lot more comfortable, they become credible, and then everybody starts trusting them. You know, today when I speak with authority. Everybody trusts me.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, if I had said something, you would have gone and checked it first. You know, if we speak about market share of a company, I'll just say a number. And your first instinct will be to trust what I'm saying.
That's true.
10 years ago, you wouldn't have. But 10 years ago, a guy that I was working with would have said the same thing and everybody would have gone with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So now Noah raised an important issue earlier. He said she said she feels that as a country, women are not recognized as potential, you know, or as force to be reckoned with. So you as well just alluded to the fact that we need to give women a chance. So now is it corporate South Africa that is neglecting of the woman? Is it the country that is neglecting of the woman, or is it the culture generally?
I think it's a societal norm. So it's more of a culture. I think that we tend to believe that women are nurturers, but we don't really go into the context of what a nurturer is. You know, a nurturer can be in so many ways. Some people are nurturers because they love kids and they nurture you in that way. Others are nurturers because they love to help other people. You know, that's nurturing as well. You know, so I think from a societal perspective, We tend to ignore the fact that women need to give equal chances to women, and we tend to go with the norm, and the norm is, if I'm going to do this, there's a guy, you know. And and it also starts with the way we speak at work. You know, if you look for something, you say, no, find me a guy. Why does it have to be a guy? Find me someone. You know, it starts with that lingo, and that's why I'm saying it's a cultural thing. It's because before you can change the country and before you can choose that, you need to change the place where you are.
Yeah.
And you need to change the language in the space that you're occupying. You know, you can't, let's find guys that will be, we need to find some graduates, you know. Can you find me some guys? That language has to change. You need to find people. We need to find beings, you know. You need to find warm bodies,
yeah,
even, you know, not just guys. And I mean, I know that that's a long standing word. We even use it sometimes among girls, and we don't even realize,
yeah,
the impact of words like that,
mm,
on our mindsets and the way we think.
No, interesting that Flora would say that. In short, Flora is saying, be the change that you want to see in the world, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, definitely.
You summed it up so well.
Yes. So now, I mean, but in terms of now, let's talk in terms of now, I mean, business as a whole. You guys are executives in your own right. Do you see other women that are rising in terms of business and in terms of positions as far as the corporate is concerned?
Yeah, I think it's twofold, right? I actually see more women rising in entrepreneurship space than I see in corporate.
True.
That's number one.
Okay? True. Mm-hmm.
And it could be because entrepreneurship is the thing now. Or it could be because they got tired, like Flora was saying, they wanted to go be the master of their own, you know, future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's possible. In corporate, what I tend to see, which is a challenge for me personally, and probably one of the reasons why we're driving this and the way we're doing it, is that to some extent, I think there's a lot of, shall I use the word, recycling,
yeah,
of corporate women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's true.
And I cannot believe that's enough. You know, I was listening to you talking earlier on now, and your statement that you think it's a challenge actually made me sad, because I would have thought by now young people like you, especially in social media space and media space, mm-hmm, where it's not necessarily, you know, kind of gender driven, so to speak, I would have expected that you're not experiencing that. And it worries me that young people still are exposed to that.
Mm.
And I think the biggest challenge we have is the whole notion of, you're not just accountable, you know, for your own future because somebody else gave you a break. What are you doing in your own space to give other people a break? And it does not necessarily have to be formal. You know, Flora spoke about you love nurturing. That's, mm-hmm, not necessarily have to be formal. And for me, I think that that's the biggest challenge, that much as organizations and some regulation in the country, the likes of Employment Equity Act, the likes of BBBEE, much as they are in place, we don't seem to see progress, not at least to the extent that we want.
Mm.
It has been my experience that there is no amount of regulation that's going to change unless people are willing to change and people feel the need for change. So I suppose the bigger question is, as a society, as corporate society, do we think and believe that there's a need for change and for a chance for women and see them differently?
Tseho, come this side. That's my producer, guys. Tseho. So now you've spoken about regulation. Right now there's the new BBBEE codes that have literally almost enforced companies to put in women into power. So now, do you think that corporate is doing that as a compliance issue? Because right now, one thing that we've realized and that we've exposed to is that some women that get or that are given power, they have power, they have the title but not the power. Do you understand? So they there for compliance purposes. They there as a tick box exercise. So, but when you go to this woman wanting something, or they are unable to do anything.
Yeah. You know, it's a pity we're talking about women issues, but if we were to talk about anything, let's take, I don't know, traffic fines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a regulation with traffic fines.
True.
But besides the fact that you have to comply, it also lands on the individual whether they believe in the spirit of that law, and why is it in place, and does it make sense, and therefore they have to comply, because even if it was there, they would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the right thing to do. So that's my view of regulation. I'm not saying it's not important,
mm-hmm,
but I actually find that up until you change people and get a buy-in and get to engage with people and get them to understand why that is important, you can regulate all you want. So from a corporate point of view, I strongly believe that until you change, or until you have critical mass of those that believe, and it's not necessarily women only. My boss is a guy, and he's been forcing me, literally. He's like, I agree this is important, we must do it, but he's been saying, when? I want it like yesterday.
Mm.
So until you have people in corporate and in society that believe this is important, there's no amount of regulation that's going to make it right. That's number one. Number two, you as a person, when you find yourself in a position where you are there for compliance purposes, you know, what does that say about you? You know, and I think it's a sense of pride as an individual. I want to make a difference. I want to add value. The minute I even get an indication, an inclination that I'm there for purpose of compliance, I'll be so insulted, I'll actually cause a fuss. So it's a balance, right? The law is the law. The regulation is the regulation. Is going to be there. Are you going to, you as a person, are you going to manipulate it and say, fine, I'm getting the money? In fact, if you were to change that, you'll probably get more money. If you stop wanting to be compliance, you'd actually get more money because you'll add value and you'll get rewarded for it.
Mm.
So I think it's a challenge that we cannot say it's a regulation challenge. We have to ask difficult questions to corporate South African society to say, do you believe it? Mm. Then regulation enables your belief to be executed. Mm. Up until we believe it, regulation is not going to make a difference.
Mm. So I know you're very passionate about these discussions. Start saying hi to our listeners. Then afterwards, immediately, I know you do. You guys are doing the Top Woman Africa. Tsidi earlier on alluded that she's realized that more women are coming into power as far as entrepreneurship is concerned, other than corporate. So the beauty about you, you are in the middle of both. You're able to see both from entrepreneurship and from corporate. Through some of the corporates that you've worked with, do you see women coming up on the rise as far as leadership or management is concerned?
Firstly, hi.
Hi.
And hi to OCD. OCD used to be my client.
Oh, is it?
She remembers.
Oh, okay.
During ABI days.
Mm. Also, we've all been
there. Yes, I've been around. Yes.
Okay.
And I was listening. What was your question again?
For you being in the middle, from both corporate side and through entrepreneurship, where do you see women being on the rise as far as leadership is concerned?
Definitely entrepreneurship. Definitely entrepreneurship, because in corporate it's still a bit of a challenge from what I'm seeing, you know, from my space. It's still a bit of a challenge, but I also see more corporate women leaders fighting for their space within the corporate space, you know, but it is still a challenge. I actually came from a meeting now where someone, a leader, an MD of an agency, was saying, you know what, it's fine, I'm an MD, because we lost business because she doesn't own the company. And that was the reason why we lost the business. And she was saying to her bigger bosses that, you know what, I'm an MD, but I don't really want to be, you know, to make sure that you are BEE compliant or whatever. What's in it for me? You know, I'm here, I want to, because as Black people, we've come to a point in our careers and in our job choices where we want to own. We don't want to just be employees anymore. We want to come into a space, and if you're going to put me as an MD for an agency just for a Black face, no. What more is there that you can offer me? You know, can I own part of the company? So I see more Black people, not even women only, but I see more Black people fighting to be in that space, you know. So the future is Black.
Mm, yeah. So Flora, are you saying you guys as women, have you gotten to a point of saying enough is enough? Now you're putting your foot down to say, you know what, you want to take ownership?
Look, definitely. We in CCBSA, we run distribution out of 13 sites.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, all those sites would have been run by males.
Mm. Okay.
Today we have two women.
Hmm.
You know, one of them runs one of our top five sites. We call it top fives because it's the biggest volume sites.
Mm.
You know, so there's definitely come a point where we've decided we're going to give ourselves a chance. If you don't give us a chance, we'll take it.
Cheers.
And we'll make ourselves comfortable. And it has definitely come to that. We also see it in marketing. We see it in sales. We see it everywhere in the business. If you go into other areas, you know, because we do benchmarks with other businesses, you see it in the other areas as well.
Mm.
You know, it starts very small and it grows. It grows, and where you see it very prevalent is in your middle management structures. You start seeing a lot more women coming through there, and as a result, some of them will go up obviously to senior management, etc. I mean, we don't expect everybody to go up, but we are starting to see that there's a big prevalence now of ladies coming through. We'd like to see a lot more on the shop floor as well, you know, from a foundational perspective, there's a lot less, in my experience, in on the ground than there is in middle and senior management. And I'd love to see a little more of that.
Well, how do you feel hearing women standing up for people like you to grow up in the system to say, you know what, it's enough. We're taking power as women.
I think I'm seeing the rise, which is quite motivating for a young person like myself, an entrant in the, a wannabe entrant into the corporate space. So seeing such women really motivates me, and it gives me hope for South Africa. As Soho said, yeah, the corporate space is black.
Yeah, no, the corporate space is.
You know what this is? There's a tweet or whatever post I saw. It says, men pray for a strong woman, an independent woman, and then they get one, and then they hush. Because they always say women don't know what they want. Then you get one who knows what they want, and then you just want to pipe it down to that
person. Yeah, no.
In your lane.
No, definitely. More than anything, I'm excited. CCBSA, has Get Up for Greatness with a new forum that was launched last week Friday, where they have just empowered or they gave women empowered them with the tools to achieve true potentials within a company and beyond. So Outcity, you guys have decided to launch, is it a forum, is it a campaign, is it an event, what is it?
I was very young during 1976 riots, and you read about these things and
you were there.
I was very young. I'm not going to tell you how old, but I was there.
Oh, okay.
But for me, I think the struggle continues generally for black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over, but it's more difficult for black women generally.
Okay.
So if we look at our organization, Flores mentioned the numbers, but we're about 21%, 22% females.
Mm-hmm.
We employ 7,500 people. About 22% of them are females. What's encouraging for me is in middle management, which is really where you have your pipeline for future growth, right? We almost 50-50, it's about 42% females.
Okay.
And in junior management, it's just about, 26%.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on the right track with bringing women in. And Flora will tell you it is not an easy environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited to see that women can show that we don't want easy, we want an opportunity.
Nice.
Then the second part is my boss is very passionate. We call him Bravi. His name is Velapira Tsefola, but you know, we call him Bravi. He's very passionate about people in general, and he's very passionate about women. And
okay.
You could say it's because he was raised by a single woman. And he said to me last year, Tsiri, I think you take it for granted what an inspiration you are to most young men in the organization, and you must do something about it. And yeah, you know, you mentor people here and there, they come, they say, oh, Tsiri, can you come? Can you please come chat to you? And you say, fine, you know. And I thought, yeah, you know, it makes sense. And he made the money available, you know, make them comfortable, give us opportunity, give us resources, we'll make things happen. So we said with the team, and we said how best to do this. I wanted it to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to be women-led. And that is because I don't think I've got all the answers. I've got some answers, but, you know, I am no know-it-all in this space. I know enough about my experience, but collectively we have the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So we've set it up, and we call it Women at CCBSA. Again, one thing that I wanted to be different, I didn't want it to be about women leaders, because you have to get involved early on in women's career to give them hope and to give them guidance. So it's for every single woman in the organization, and it runs three chapters, if I can call it that. So we've got Women at Work, and this is where Flora and I and all the other women, we get together. It's a network. We collaborate, we share ideas, call it a support group now and then, but more than anything, it's fun. Our organization is very fun, challenging, but very fun. And you spend so much time there. I mean, I'm there anything between 8 and 12 hours at any given point. So you may as well learn from the people there. And then we've got Women at Home, because when we leave there, we go home. And often we find that people, or women in general, get overwhelmed by the responsibility of being a home person and taking care of the home business. I call it shift B, you know, I lift shift A, I'm going to shift B. And that is meant to say, we all, when we leave here, we go back home. What are the challenges we face when we get home? What is it that we can do to make sure that we alleviate the challenges and we make it easy for all of us? And the last one is women in communities. It is our nature as women to give, to care, to love, to lead. And you know, you don't want to deny your nature, but you want to leverage it to make sure that you bring other people along with you.
Mm-hmm.
And in women communities, we've partnered with Business Women Association, and the idea is we've adopted their tertiary chapter. And as CCBSA, we will be funding the rollout of the Business Women Association in tertiaries. So hopefully now the generation that's coming out of varsities would have an idea and experience work environment before they get out and have the heads up of what they're going to be faced with and prepare themselves accordingly. You know, they don't have to experience the same struggle we've experienced if we are there and we can prepare them. And it's going to be handled in all the regions. We are present in the whole of South Africa. So we've just launched the head office one. In August, we'll be launching for what we call North Region, Coastal Region, which is your coast-to-coast, Eastern Cape to KZN. And we'll launch Inland, which is your Bloemfontein, Free State, Northern Cape. And then we still host one for Gauteng. And we'd love to have you guys there.
Oh, are you inviting us?
You're invited.
Oh, okay.
Don't be overwhelmed because our women are very strong.
Oh. No. I'm sure Mulelani, we love strong women, right?
No, we definitely do. We champion that every single day.
Yes. Good. So that's why obviously for us, we felt it to say, you know what, as much as this show, it's done by men. I mean, we've got two powerful women behind the show. As well. So, I mean, like Mulelani has alluded earlier, even in our businesses, I think we our employees are mainly women, so that we felt to say, you know what, we cannot sit on the sideline and watch women do things and we do not support. Do you understand? Hence we felt that, you know, let's bring you in and let's talk about these discussions so that other women are able to listen and so that other men that are listening, they know that they need to follow suit in terms of support for women. So now for somebody that is listening that feels to say, you know what, it sounds like a great and exciting initiative. I want to be part of this initiative. Is it open to the public?
It's got an element of women in communities,
okay,
which is then the public element. As it stands right now, we hadn't thought that far. You know, we're not going to open up to the community, but if you're saying community, CCBSA community of women, it's not enough to address the challenges that women are faced with.
True.
So yes, if there are women out there that want to partner with us in their own individual capacity or as a women's organization, please call us.
Mm-hmm.
We do need, the idea is that we will mentor these young women,
mm-hmm,
in universities through Business Women Association.
Okay.
So yes, do get in touch with us. We want to hear your ideas. Mm-hmm. We want to use your time and resources and we want to expose the young ladies to the future.
Okay. You represent women in CCBSA. We represent society. Maybe we'll learn how about this year, I mean, Women Month, when is it?
August.
We sit with Outseed and we come with something that we're going to open to the public. Then from there, we'll bring in different, we've got a range of powerful women as well,
yeah,
on our speed dial. And let's just do something that celebrates women, you know, and that encourages women so that as well, women that are still upcoming like Neo, and all that women as well that are on the verge of starting their own businesses and doing this and that, see or no, there's an Outseed, there's a Flora, you know, and there's many other women that are doing amazing things out there so that they're able to as well do not give up on themselves and, you know, I'd actually be in a position of doing something that will be beneficial to them. Are you up for that?
Totally.
Definitely.
Tseko, as boss lady, are you cool? No, Bulelani?
No, it would be electric.
No, yeah, definitely. Electric. Yes. Yeah. So I think then what I must say is that to everyone that is listening, keep on listening to the show. We are as well in the weeks going to keep you updated as to what is coming up, you know, between CBBSA and Cliff Central in terms of now taking it to the world or to the community out there in terms of what information that we could bring to women out there. So, but more than anything, this is for you and this is for South Africa as a whole. I'm hoping that in time our city will get to actually influence the continent or women in Africa, because you know that's a different ball game there, yeah, as well.
Absolutely.
No, definitely. So, ask Flora, there's somebody that has just tuning sent a message on social media. They want to know, to say you as a woman, as a woman, in trucks, you've not found men that want to, you know, men want favors, you know, favors or whatsoever. You'd find, but it's something that even happens. Other women, they say women go up the corporate ladder because of sexual favors, because of this and that. You've not experienced that?
I've experienced it a lot. There's a lot of chances out there. And unfortunately, because there's so many chances, and I was actually saying to one of the ladies at work the other day, is there's so many chances out there that you won't even know if you are seeing something genuine, especially for young ladies. And that's part of why we have women at CCBSA.
Okay.
It's to talk about such issues, you know, and to raise it so that we can stop it. Yeah. Because let's be honest, it's society. You are allowed to ask me out. I'm allowed to ask you out.
Mm.
But it's when it makes... Yes, I am. <It's free. laughs> Or at least I was until but 7 years ago.
But why don't we get asked out of it?
But you know,
why don't we get asked?
Because I think that for me would be scary.
But, but the point is, it shouldn't be uncomfortable for me. And if I say no to you, I should live with my integrity intact.
Yes.
And that is the most important thing. As soon as I feel like I'm losing my integrity, then I'm going to start losing a piece of me. And that's why we need to have forums such as Women at CCBSA. Mm. Because the world out there is not as rosy as it looks when you've got a degree in your hand.
That is so true.
There's so many thorns that you will step on along the way. And in the absence of somebody to guide you or a forum of people to give ideas and speak about something that resonates with you because it could have happened to you or you heard somebody talk about it, it becomes an even lonelier place.
Yeah.
So yes, there are chances out there, but it helps to have forums where you can talk about it and you can share ideas.
Hmm.
You know, since we're on this topic, we're about to close the show. You know, yesterday I was having a conversation with someone and I was telling them that the biggest lie that I think I'd even pointed to myself, my mother or our parents ever told us, the biggest lie and the biggest truth was Megazel. That's the biggest lie and the biggest truth, because they did not know how to clearly differentiate at what point.
Yeah.
So in everything, we've got the hope for a brand new day, but you're hoping for things that are not even supposed to work. So I think this particular forum is amazing. And I think at these particular forums, if you could have us come and give a young gentleman's perspective, because I think there's a few of us that still would like to, like what she spoke about, have a woman walk away with her integrity and not have a failed relationship be reduced to a failed life.
Yeah.
You know?
That is so true.
Yeah, because I mean, and it's dealing with real life societal issues, like a young lady who is 14 years growing up a career level and she's worked for an agency, she's now the MD, but she's now frustrated in her relationship of 10 years because she now earns more.
Yep.
But saying to the guy, you need to be able to acclimatize to that and be able to understand that there's growth. And there's great value in understanding where she is and being able to push that, because I think one clear thing for me is that in every relationship, marriage or friendship, there's a success cycle.
Yeah.
He might be, his chips might be up today. I need to be under him and push him. He won't be there forever. It's life. Yeah. When I'm up, he needs to be up there and he needs to push me. So it's being able to understand that balance.
Hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. Guys, a phenomenon that is currently trending right now, slay queens.
Oh Lord!
So
she goes on.
I wish she didn't ask me either.
Yeah. So, cause for me, being a business show, I don't want us to. I didn't want us to shy away from these things to sit on the sideline. Then from the way else, you know what? Our young girls are lost.
Yeah.
They don't know there's CD. They don't know there's Flora. They don't know there's Tsego and many other women. Do you understand? That are all about principles and integrity.
Yeah.
So right now, these lay girls are rimming and they're doing all of these things that now, because of the influencer Instagram and social media. You know, I want us maybe as we are about to close the show. To women that got that, what would you say to young women today as an executive and as the only female director for CCBSA?
I suppose I'm going to start with what Flora said. It's important for human beings and women in particular to know that you've got a choice.
Mm.
And what you choose to do with your life, it's your business. But if you find yourself making a choice that you wouldn't ordinarily make, and you make it because you're desperate for things that today seem like they are necessary, then you have to ask yourself, who are you? And reach out and get people to help you.
Yeah.
So for me personally, yeah, I'm saying, oh Lord, because, you know, my husband and I have been talking a lot about this thing, and we've been saying, who are we to say what people can do about their lives? Mm. Okay. I mean, I've got my own personal judgment issues, and whether I would do it or wouldn't do it, it's immaterial right now. But if you are in that position because you are desperate and you think that's the only way out, then look at us. Okay. That's not the only way out.
Yeah.
Find somebody you can talk to. Talk to them and be the best. If that's your best, if being in that role, it's the best of you, good luck, go for it. But if that's not your best and you're feeling compromised, Flora spoke about feeling compromised, feeling like you're losing your integrity, then get out. Go back to school, use your strengths, use your talent, use your charm, work hard, and it will happen. And I mean, while on that note, I think it's important to give kudos to the guys that are there with women that see us as human beings. In my career, I've only had two female bosses. Now, if it was true that men don't want to see women like succeed, I shouldn't be here. 23 years later, only having had two male bosses.
True.
And for me, funny enough, all of them have been great. They've been great leaders. They've been champions of my career. They've made opportunities available. So it's not that you've got a female boss and she's hot and female bosses are the worst. I lead a 99.5% female team. Okay? I hope they don't think I'm the best, the horrible boss. But it's not about your woman or your man. There are men that believe in this like you guys. And kudos to you. Kudos to making it work. Kudos to asking the question. Ask the questions, you know. And I truly believe that it's all about human potential. Know your potential. Believe in yourself. Where you have challenges, speak up. Where you can speak up to power, speak up. Find somebody next to you that can speak up to power, like A. Flora. She doesn't take nonsense, right? And let her speak on your behalf.
Yeah, no, definitely. I like that. So I want to send a message to Abud Veli, if he's listening. Or Abud Veli, let CCBSA men speak as well. You know, let them have their own. We cannot even be but our city on their own. Because you know what's my problem, our city? Yeah. Women, you guys have got these platforms that you're creating yourself to speak.
Yeah.
And men don't. Men are damaged. Do you understand? And that's why right now you find sometimes men are these the very same men that are abusive to these women and doing any other thing else. So I think creating a platform for them as well to speak, you'll be surprised how much these men are broken.
Yeah.
And we need to prepare these men so that they're able to handle powerful women like yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. actually, three of our colleagues, of my colleagues, were there in that session. Mm. And they were just going to come for an opening to show support that, you know, they rebuild. And the next thing, they were there for about an hour. Mm. And they were killing themselves.
Mm.
I think deep down, they want to join the movement.
create one for men. Flora, before I let you go, there's a young woman out there that is on the verge of giving up. They've tried anything in their career to hustle, to do this and that. Others don't even have an opportunity to go to school and get bursaries and do this and that. That woman is listening today and is hearing you, as strong as you've become, and you're making a strive in a male-dominated industry. And what would you say to that woman today that is on the verge of giving up?
Stick to your truth. You know, if your truth is that your end is going to be in logistics or in accounting, stick to your truth. There's a lot of government programs out there that even some of them I've been a beneficiary of. There's also a lot of schools out there. Incidentally, there's a lot of networks out there that are found out about.
Yeah.
You know, speak your truth. We've got data in South Africa. Hopefully this young lady gets data at some point from their parents or from work that they do. I think use your networks through that platform, or use your friends. Speak out. The problem with us young people in South Africa is, for some reason, we don't speak out enough. You know, speak out, speak to people, put it out there. You know, I was saying to my husband the other day, he wants to run a marathon, but he doesn't want to tell anybody about it. You know, so I was saying to him,
he just told everybody.
Yeah, now put it out there for him. Put it out there, Because once it's out there, you're going to own it. It's going to be your truth. And everybody's going to keep you accountable to it. And because of that, you're going to do it. Because you have to own it.
No, definitely. Because of that, you're going to do it. Thank you, ladies, for coming through and sharing that beautiful insight with us. We are part of you. We are family. Tomorrow, when you guys, whatever that you're doing, I'm hoping that we're still going to bring you back. Let's discuss some of the community initiative projects that you're doing. I know you're doing a lot. So today it was about women. I'm sure we'll get to speak that in future. And let's share some of the stories so that people are seeing that indeed corporate is doing something out there.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
No, definitely. Bulelani, as we close your show, what do you say?
Get things done.
No, definitely. If ever you've just tuned in, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com. Go to Wednesday then podcast to actually get the copy of this show, or even download the show for that matter. But we are back here next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, right here on 360 Biz. My name is Debo Mafodi and Bulelani Bana. We out.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.